Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Oh, man, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man alive.
Mm-hmm.
I really narrowly averted disaster this week, Jordan.
Oh, my gosh. What happened?
Well,
what almost happened, I guess I should say.
I say I averted disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I could be looking at this through the wrong lens. I could have walked right into a disaster.
Sure.
Maybe that's what I did.
Or you could have had the privilege
mm-hmm.
of dying.
Yeah.
And meeting the Lord.
Thank you.
So.
And my close personal friend, St. Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Up at them gates, the pearly ones that, is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
About.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So, Jordan.
Are there any other gates?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are many other gates.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But none more famous.
I was at,
mm-hmm.
and I, Jordan, you know that on this show, the last thing I want to do is brag.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because.
Far be it from you.
Yeah.
What's that expression I'm trying to say?
Far be it from me.
Yes.
Farfignugan.
Farfignugan from you.
Yes.
To brag.
I am a people's champion.
Mm-hmm,
if
sure.
I am anything,
yes.
I am a man of the people. Everyone,
right.
I'm relatable.
An every man.
I'm relatable.
A Joe,
I'm a regular Joe.
Pack.
I am Joe the plumber.
Right.
If Joe the plumber was more chill.
Right. Sure.
Okay, that's
down to earth.
That's
DTE.
Kind of, so I hesitate.
DTE and DTF.
So for that reason, I'm hesitant to brag.
Right. Because it might taint your reputation
as a man of the people,
right.
a people's champion,
mm-hmm.
So on and so forth.
Right.
First responder. All these things. But the other day,
mm-hmm.
after I dropped my daughter off at arts camp,
mm-hmm.
I stopped by a little shop called Eagle Rock Goodwill.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the Goodwill in Eagle Rock, California, an upper-middle-class neighborhood here in Los Angeles.
That's a descriptive name.
Yeah. And
it's a good thing it's in Eagle Rock.
I like this is not a particularly good Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
That's an okay Goodwill.
Right.
But it's right by my daughter's summer camp, so
it's convenient.
By the time I've driven her all the way to the goddamn summer camp and dropped her off mm-hmm. and gone through all that rigmarole, how about a little treat for daddy?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Let's stop by the Goodwill, get anything you want.
Yeah.
And you're not going to believe
Weird vase.
Yeah.
TV VCR.
You got
Take
it.
Your pick.
Yeah.
Men in Black 2 on VHS.
Yeah. So there was a rain stick
mm-hmm.
of such extraordinary proportions.
Right.
I'm talking about a 4.5, 5 foot. 9-inch across,
wow. yeah,
across the cross section.
Sure,
what's that one? It's not circumference. Radius is halfway across the cross section.
Are you looking for diameter, sir?
He's looking for diameter. Yes, I think he is.
Diameter.
We have not introduced our guest, but he's helping us out with math terms.
Thank God. This was a monster rain stick,
mm-hmm.
and I looked at this rain stick. You know what it cost? $4.98.
So
here's the question. What would you do?
Mm-hmm.
You're staring at one of the biggest rain sticks you've ever seen, almost pornographic rain stick.
Was it easy to flip?
It was ripe.
It seemed like it would be unwieldy.
Ripe. It was ripe for the flipping.
It seems like
it was ready
okay.
to flip.
All right.
It was ready to flip.
RTF?
Somebody contact flippable.org and
right.
make a few donations because this thing was ready to
mm-hmm.
flip.
Sure. It was a house in an up and coming neighborhood.
Okay.
Thanks, Brian.
Let's introduce our guest on the program.
And then get down to
this. He's a professional musician.
Get down to this thick stick.
Yeah. He is a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He is... Among other things, he was once named by Los Angeles Weekly magazine one of the whitest musicians of all time. he has a brand new album called Echo Chamber, which features extensive appearances from our Jordan Jesse Go friend and our Max Fun colleague, Open Mike Eagle. His name is MC Paul Barman. Hi, Paul.
How you doing? So good to be here.
No, hold on.
This is not the Paul I pleasantly chatted with out in the lobby. This is a whole other guy.
Earlier on, we were just talking with a nice man named Paul.
Right.
But now, Dr. Vinny Bombazzo over here. Paul, okay.
Are you?
Is LA Weekly the one we're supposed to hate?
Now we
hate it.
It.
Yeah, it's bad. It was not bad before.
Back
but
when they
recently...
called you one of the whitest musicians of all time.
I guess I'm an early hater.
Good.
Yeah. How did you react to that?
I forgot all about it until I was
like, sorry.
Paul.
Yes, sir.
In your capacity as a professional musician, a guy with a brand new long playing album out right now.
Yes.
You're in Eagle Rock, California. Now, again, this is an upper middle class neighborhood. This isn't about bragging, but it's not a fancy upper. Look, there's a Target there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a regular.
How's the Target?
It's a pretty good Target.
Okay.
You got no complaints.
It's
got some produce.
Do I have a butter vocal booth with plenty of room for giant rain sticks that I can access at any time and could even leave in the corner and no one would hardly even notice?
Good question.
You know who
is
lives
that part of my scenario?
You know who lives in Eagle Rock? Madlib. Madlib's probably got a butter vocal studio with plenty of room for flipping rain sticks.
I thought he was in Europe.
Let's text that guy. I don't have his number.
Bottom line, yes, and leave it right here. Yeah. Oh, wait, here it is.
Whoa. Oh, no, the police are here. Come out with your hands up.
Oh, here comes a cow.
Hi, boys.
The cow can talk.
Oh, no, that was a beautiful lady.
Okay.
Anyway.
That is a nice rain stick.
Although
I wish people could see it because it kind of sounds like the other ones.
So what I did.
Yeah.
In this, what I personally did, Jordan, you didn't weigh in. What would you do in that situation?
Boy, I don't think I have rain stick room in my house.
And remember, important context here, it's 9:10 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So,
yeah.
I'm all juiced from morning edition.
Exactly.
Siegel
got you pumped.
Siegel got me pumped.
You know that famous hashtag, Siegel got me like?
Right, yeah. And it's just, and then it gets a meme of a man buying a rain stick.
Yeah,
or he's looking away from his girlfriend whose head is a hand drum, and he's looking at another woman who's a rain stick in a dress.
But you can hear Robert Siegel's dulcet tones.
One of my favorite memes.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably would like to fuck around with the rain stick in the store.
Yeah.
See how she flips.
Yeah.
But I probably would not buy it. I just don't have a ton of room. I have a smaller apartment. So I don't have a lot of room for thick old sticks.
It's a great price though.
I mean, so I think $4?
$4.98, which is technically about $5.
Yeah.
Just under.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would expect to pay for a large scale rain stick like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like a really full, again, almost pornographic rain stick.
Right.
I would expect to pay, what, $14?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be in a market abroad or in a thrift store at home.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to a store that also sells loose-fitting linen clothing, then I'm expecting to pay $60, $80
for the
rain stick.
Yeah, there's a markup there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm saying no stick for me.
There's a markup because you have to use more fabric to make the linen clothing.
Right.
So you lost me a little. Am I allowed to talk?
Yeah.
Now that I've been
We've introduced you, yes.
$60, $80, we're talking about a tree that you haven't messed with yet.
So
to
you
make
wanna,
into something else.
You're going to buy a tree. So this is what Paul Barman is telling you.
Well, once you raise the
and
price
this is
to
on
$60,
you.
Bucks,
no amount
of rain sticks is worth $60. $60 is like...
You're just finishing your album Echo Chamber.
Okay.
There's just a couple of finishing touches you want to put on it.
You want people to listen to it and kind of feel like they have to pee.
Legendary percussionist Ayrton Morera is coming in. Of course, you know him from Weather Report. You know him from playing with Miles Davis. You know him from his solo albums. He's coming in, but he says, Paul Barman, I don't have my instruments, in his beautiful Brazilian voice. It's an older man, very dignified.
Right.
You say, don't worry. I'm going to take $60, go to a nursery, buy a tree, hollow it out, add rain stick materiel inside. I'm going to say that's BB's.
Yeah. Just from a BB? I was going to ask. Excuse me. I was surprised by that and spat on myself.
Yeah. No one had to know that.
No, but
possibly.
I like to be honest with the audience. I listen, podcasts, they're real. They're
I thought
raw.
Rain sticks were full of pine needles.
So there's two. So there's really two things that it could be full of. The first thing, I would say, is BBs, mm-hmm. for a BB gun.
No.
The second
yeah,
thing.
So that's either. A different sound.
Yeah.
The second thing is.
That's like, rain sticks are shh.
Yeah.
The BB
okay.
could be.
Okay.
Settle.
So, uh-huh.
But the one you're describing is.
Okay, I got it.
So it's
it.
More of a.
So, wait, so.
Not a.
Okay.
Okay.
The other possibility? Rice-a-roni.
Sure.
Not cooked rice-a-roni.
Right.
But just you go to the grocery store, you get yourself some rice-a-ronis, mm-hmm. you open them up and you pour them on in there. You keep the seasoning
the flavor
packet,
pouch, yeah.
Because you might want to put that on something later, like put that on vegetables if you're sautéing vegetables.
Sure, yeah.
It'll bring some brightness.
Probably throw that on a chicken breast. It'd probably be pretty
good. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Throw that in the sous vide.
Sure.
Okay. So you're telling me, Paul, you're going to buy a tree, hollow it out, put the rice-a-roni in there, cover the ends, and that's how you're spending your $60?
Mr. Thorne, what I'm telling you is I love a tree so much. I plant it. I protect it. I water it. Mm-hmm. I make it grow. I put the fantastic musician I can't tell if you made up or not under the tree.
Joe Morera of Weather Report.
And I do like the Weather Report, so mm-hmm. I should know. And I bring a reasonably good recording device mm-hmm. to the shady, gorgeous spot where this fabulous virtuoso is sitting mm-hmm. and record him doing his thing after he goes and gets his instrument.
Mm-hmm. So you're just providing an atmosphere.
Well, the tree provides much more.
What is a rain stick if not atmospheric?
No, I mean, you've got a great point.
In the end, mm-hmm. I went up to that rain stick.
Yeah.
I took a look around. Are there any teens around that are going to judge me or beat me up?
Yeah.
There weren't any. It was teen-free.
How old is your daughter?
6 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. She's
not a teen.
She's not a teen yet. I went ahead and flipped that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I left it right there. I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need that in
good
my
call.
Life.
What a story.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought about buying a rain stick and then didn't.
Yeah. I mean, it pays off in the end, you got to admit.
That's true.
When I decide not
there's
to
a
buy
lot
it.
Of, yeah, there's a lot of, like, universal themes in this story, I think.
Well,
man versus stick.
Ayrto Morera from Weather Report.
Sure.
I mean, that's in Gilgamesh.
Right. Yes. I mean, yeah, Joseph Campbell, Hero's Journey. This
that's
is
in
classic,
the Popol Vuh
stuff. Yeah.
As you'll find Ayrto
sure.
Morera.
Mm-hmm.
The Tale of Genji.
The Monkey King.
The Monkey King and his pig friend.
Yeah.
He stole the magic beans from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that cudgel.
Classic storytelling.
Little Monkey King. Humor here.
The Mahabharata.
The Mahabharata. Paul is so relaxed. He's 3 feet from his microphone.
Yeah, you've got a
you
new chill
me out.
Posture.
In like a
you chilled
full,
me out.
In a full Tommy Bahama pose.
You know, yeah. I was afraid that I would have to pick a bottle of wine, but that story
mm-hmm.
was
mm-hmm.
my first glass.
There you go. Okay, well.
You got a nice buzz.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll have some more, maybe a little bubbly,
mm.
when we come back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
MC Paul Barman, the trifecta. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Rad Dad, Check Cash, or Mike Recca. Trifecta.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boom, boom, boom.
So what makes you, let's explore this Rad Dad thing a second.
Yeah.
What makes you a Rad Dad?
BMX bike?
Tude?
Rude Tude?
Gosh, that's a good question. Because lately I'm thinking the Rad Dad is actually the novice teacher who foolishly doesn't start out the year stern and tries to get stern like
sure.
halfway through the year,
but
and
he can't do
late.
It. He set a bad precedent.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
all of a sudden
he's too chill off the top.
Instead of teaching American history, he's just playing stern.
Right. Yeah.
Come on.
It's me. But you don't normally live in L.A. You're visiting. You're on a long visit. You've brought the family. You're showing them a good time. That's pretty rad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, this is the land of dreams, Paul.
Dude, this is going to sound weird, but I was almost relieved during your terrible grocery store hostage situation.
Uh-huh.
Because L.A. was looking perfect in my couple of days here.
Right.
And I was like, oh, there's horrific violence just like back home. I guess.
Right.
I guess it's not.
And then after that, you went to the La Brea Tar Pits and you found out a little bit about horrific violence through the ages.
Yeah.
Have you guys not been there?
I've
wanted to go there my whole life.
So again, we don't like to brag on this show.
But we should explain that for Paul, it's a fetish thing.
Oh, okay, sure. Just seeing a giant sloth restrained in some way.
Yeah.
So I grew up like an hour south of L.A., and the La Brea Tar Pits was like my field trip. Like we would go on a field trip, and I was definitely a huge dinosaur kid. I was big time dinosaur kid, and that extended into prehistoric mammals. I was not as interested in them as I was in dinosaurs, but still very interested.
So
in glyptodons,
what's a glyptodon?
Oh, it's like a turtle mammal. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Jesse's doing a little dance that is not helpful, but a lot of fun.
Wait, did you say turtle mammal?
It's like a turtle mammal, yeah.
What's mammalian about it?
I think it has, under the shell, it has fur. It has a fur head and a turtle shell and a whacking tail. A glyptodon.
What about
It's got a whacking tail.
What about a giant sloth?
Oh, yeah. Love those sloths. Mammoths.
Okay.
Woolly and otherwise.
Wait, how did the sloth last long enough to get big? Its claws, it
seems
walks
to be
with palms up.
It seems to be trying
so
to poke
big
itself.
And like, it just looks like it could be picked off at any moment, regardless of how many of them there are to act as a group.
Well, they're gentle giants.
Yeah.
That's important to know.
Right.
I think that,
sort of like Georges Mirasan.
I think it's any time there's a predator that can smell well within a mile of it, that group of sloths is wiped out.
Well, that's an interesting question, Paul. You're asserting that, but I don't think the archaeological record reflects exactly, or I guess the paleontological record, reflects exactly how the giant sloth smelled. Maybe, for example, it smelled like ferns. And goodness knows there were plenty of ferns around at the time.
Sure.
There were ferns everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
gullies of them.
Let's say you're a dire wolf.
Yeah.
Or a saber-toothed tiger.
Okay, so when you acted like you hadn't been to the La Brea Tar Pits, you were just waiting to show me your La Brea profound deep nod. You
go there
every week.
I said save it for the air. I said save it for the air because
we were trying to talk about more.
It sounds to me like you actually have thought this out.
I should explain that Paul and I bet $200 each on who knew more about the La Brea Tar Pits.
Very bad Color of Money reboot.
Yeah.
Does your daughter
Jackie
like
Gleason.
It?
So, growing up, I went to the La Brea Tar Pits many times. I live close, and if I feel like I'm having a rough day, I like to stroll.
It is way better than your average dinosaur thing.
I love it. I think it's great.
It is so cool.
I feel like there's a fundamental betrayal at the heart of the La Brea Tar Pits.
Why is that?
And I think you'll find that as excited as you are about the La Brea Tar Pits and as nostalgic as Jordan is about the La Brea Tar Pits, I am not nuts about the La Brea Tar Pits. I think that the La Brea Tar Pits present to us a promise of dinos, then deliver sloths.
I've seen plenty of dinos.
Sure. Yes. Right.
And I am okay. The sloths are not the most interesting, but all the other things are.
Okay. I do like the thing where you grab a pole.
Oh yeah.
Sticking out of a bucket.
Yeah.
And you lift it up and down, and they're like, "This is what
it's
would
like
be like
to be trapped.
You can jack off tar."
It's an empathy machine.
Right.
And it's got the La Brea Tar Pits has that amazing, you know, display outside where they have a tar pit that was just that's been there. And they have these, you know, ceramic mammoths and they're trapped. And there's a baby reaching out with its trunk. Mommy, you know, or daddy. I think it's a daddy, judging by the tusks. But I don't want to say for sure. So, yeah, it's got this amazing, like, iconic display outside. And I think – and I'm going to – now, listen, Jesse. The first time I went to the Little Ray Tar Pits, was I probably disappointed that there were no dinos? Sure. But I think now I see
– nobody likes being lied to.
No, I don't think anyone's lying to anyone.
Dinos are available elsewhere.
Yes, many places. The
What's
Natural
not
History
available
Museum.
Is the connection – is the intermediate period
Thank
between
you.
Dinosaurs
A forgotten
and us.
Period.
And the fact that – this cauldron mm-hmm. of bubbling trap life mm-hmm. is it just kind of gives you perspective on the ancientness of the continent.
Right.
The preposterousness of national borders or state borders. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it appears that we had to work together to extinctify these creatures.
Now, here's my concern about what you are asserting here,
yeah.
Jordan. You say nobody's lying to anyone.
I can see why this show is 2 hours long. You guys don't cover a lot of ground. Podcast-wise, you're a bit sloth-like.
Not a wasted second. Tight. The tightest 2 hours in podcasting.
Jordan, yes. You say that nobody's lying to anyone.
Yeah.
Have you turned on C-SPAN lately?
That's
Thank
true.
You.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank
Fake
you.
News. What position are we taking on this? Hard to say these days.
So have you guys seen the big mural that shows the cosmos exploding?
I love
that
mural that
shows the cosmos. And then it goes snakes right to left and right to left. And then it's like, and then man, back to space. We did it.
Hooray. Yeah. Fuck you, cosmos.
I wish they had. I don't know if they. I didn't have time to go to the store, but I would like a reproduction of that.
Is it called Man's Dominance of the Stars?
Yes. Yeah,
then in parentheses, giant sloth.
And I think you're right. I mean, I think if you only have a, you know, a casual knowledge of, you know, prehistory, you know, as a kid, you know, you
most
have
of my knowledge
you have dino books and, you know, you're aware of caveman, but there's so much that happened between that.
Yes.
And I think the La Brea Tar Pits is a great educational tool to show you a period that, yes, I mean, is less exciting because of the lack of dinos. But it's still very fascinating and something people don't hear about too often.
Okay,
I think just the fact that it happened right there.
Yeah, yes, you know, and you can
the dinosaurs
right, all
at
of
the Museum
the
of Natural History weren't excavated
right
on
there by the
First
LACMA.
Street.
Yeah, right there by the LACMA.
Uh-huh.
Next to that Marie Callender's, it's fancy for some reason. Why is it fancy? It's a Marie Callender's. Just a few short blocks away from that Fatburger that has booze.
A couple hundred feet from where I ran into and interacted with NPR CEO Jarl Mohn.
There you go. See? A historic street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that is a great point, Paul, is that like all the stuff there, including some hominids,
mm-hmm.
were found in that tar pit. Because I feel like, you know, when you go to a natural history museum, they're collecting things from largely Utah and Montana. And, you know, bringing them to that city's museum. I guess it's different if you're in Utah or Montana or something. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, all that stuff happened there. I think it's really, really cool.
One more defense of the giant sloth.
Please.
Do you know what it evolved into?
A smaller sloth.
A smaller, more well-armored sloth.
Yeah.
An armadillo.
A diller.
Whoa.
So let that be a lesson to all of us.
We're talking dillers, but we're not talking Barry.
Who's that?
Barry Diller.
Yeah, I know that's someone.
He's a media mogul. Billionaire media mogul.
Okay. Yeah. Does he have an arbor plating?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's one of the things that made him so tough to beat for his rival, Ted Turner.
Don't fuck with that guy.
That's why Ted Turner got all those buffaloes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I see the appeal of that. I once met an armadillo
mm-hmm.
who had a... He rolled into a ball where there was a pointy part on one side and an indented part on the other side, like a little tail and a little head diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then they fit perfectly together into a perfectly round ball. So I appreciate armadillos.
Mm-hmm. Jesse and Paul, as men with kids, mm-hmm. I assumed when you went, you took kids to the La Brea Tar Pits.
I did.
I like to go alone to reflect.
Yes. You just look up at that mirror and you think, fuck you, stars.
Fuck you, space. I'm coming for you. Gonna punch you right in your black hole.
Wait, what was that armadillo description? Isn't that every armadillo?
No. All armadillos can roll into a ball, roughly speaking. But there's only one species of armadillo that rolls into a perfect, seamless ball.
Mm.
I mean, it has seams in a literal sense.
Sure. But it,
there are no chinks in
its
armor.
And that was the one you met?
And that was the one I met. One species. There's many of these individuals. I met it at a child's birthday party.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if your kids liked the La Brea Tar Pits.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Not as much as you.
It's possible I liked it more. I think another thing that makes it so awesome is the constitution of the skeletons themselves, mm-hmm. oversaturated in tarish pigment mm-hmm. and oil and just,
yeah.
you know, the fact that they exist at all, and I don't know. The whole thing was amazing. I think that they probably... I would have liked to see them posed as they found them.
Oh, right.
Like in a pile?
Like when you see the Pompeii guys, they're like, I'm trying to support the roof falling out.
There's the one guy who's still jacking off.
Right. I wasn't going to mention him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sure.
And
If
you haven't ever seen a giant sloth crank it.
Yeah.
The way they work those claws is incredible.
You got to work the claws.
The way they've tried to bring them back to a sort of upright and generally menacing pose was you could tell it was forced.
It's a little sweaty.
And it's not like...
I think that's a fair note.
I don't think that's better. I think the fact that it got its leg stuck and then it panicked and then it fell into some sort of weird position where it gurgled and drowned is, you know... That's good enough.
Well, have you thought about writing a letter?
More heaps.
Done.
Yeah.
This is...
All the animals should be
in heaps. Well, this is the letter.
Oh, wow.
To any of you listening who care,
mm-hmm.
never mind.
Take a letter.
Good job,
Sir Brian.
Yes. Good job, though.
Address it to the pits.
Mm-hmm. We'll just throw it right in the tar.
Yeah.
Jesse, did your kids like the La Brea Tar Pits?
No, they didn't. They
did
didn't
not.
Care at all. They thought it was so weird that I brought them there.
Hmm.
But, you know, the LACMA is next door.
Mm-hmm.
And the LACMA has those cars that go around on tracks. And
sure.
Anything that's keeping them away from this art piece that's a bunch of cars on tracks is, like, cruel and unusual punishment. Like, mm-hmm. they just want to go be mesmerized by that for literally hours and then leave.
That's, you know... That's what the, how do they like levitated mass, that big art rock?
They're pretty ambivalent about levitated mass, but I fucking love it.
Yeah,
it's like my favorite thing. It totally blows my mind every time I look at it.
Big rock you can walk under.
Did you see levitated mass?
No, not yet.
Haven't we talked about levitated mass on Jordan Jesse Go before, Brian?
I think so. We only have five or six topics that we return to.
What other?
One of them being levitated mass.
Should we change and talk about Spiral Jetty a little? Like, what other earthworks should we be covering?
I don't know. Are there? Yeah, hit us up with your favorite earthworks on Twitter for us to discuss. Send us some photos.
Andy Goldsworthy, you out there? Want to drop us a line?
Sure.
Yeah, I think that if I were judging the La Brea Tar Pits more neutrally, if I didn't feel like I had spent a lifetime having had them built up to me, I feel like I would more
it's
appreciate
it. Like when you see Godfather late in life, you know?
Yeah. And you're like, well, I mean, it's good.
No one's ever talked to me about the La Brea Tar Pits ever.
Really?
And my family had never heard of it when we... went through.
Yeah.
Is that so?
So, yes.
How did you end up there? Just accidentally?
Because I knew...
You were trying to find the craft museum?
No. Actually, that place looks cool.
Yeah. I've been. It's nice. It's small. There's not a lot to see. But so, you know, don't plan an afternoon around it. But it's a nice pop in.
No, it was on our way to another thing. And I was like, let's go there. We've never been there. I've never been there. And it was all... So, yeah. So I've lived the non-hype fantasy I didn't mean to interrupt your description of.
No, not at all. I mean, I feel like, for me, I'd rather go over to the Peterson Automotive Museum.
Okay.
Look at 1,000 cars.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know why I like that, but I do.
They probably have a Batmobile. They might have, like, a Batmobile in
so
there,
So, Jesse,
right?
You're from around here?
I'm from San Francisco, but I grew up with the reputation of the La Brea Tar Pits ringing in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Who hasn't ever heard of that?
Sure, yeah.
Who hasn't
seen
Star Trek IV?
Paul, what other L.A. family things do you have planned for while you're here?
I was hoping you guys could send me a zip of Los Angeles Plays Itself. We could all watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to get. It's not streaming
anywhere. I can't
anywhere.
Find it.
It's all, you know, repurposed footage.
I know that we have to see it,
rights issues.
Kids love it. The fourth hour really gets them going.
What's that art movie where it's clips from other movies and there's always a clock in the background corresponding to what time of day it is?
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. It's called something like 24 Hours or something, I think.
Yeah.
I know exactly the one you're talking about.
Anyway, I was going to make a joke about that, but couldn't remember what it was called.
I think a lot about – we were talking during the break about our friend Brandon Bird.
Yes.
The fine artist who we happened to – Jordan, you happened to run into at San Diego Comic-Con.
I did.
And Brandon Bird did this exhibition many, many years ago when we were still in college in the gallery at our residential college at UC Santa Cruz that was – and this was before your – with no disrespect intended to Jensen Karp or any of the many people who have made pop culture-themed art exhibits a business these days – thriving business. This was before any of that had happened. Brandon did a Law and Order themed art exhibit. And in this exhibit, there was this piece that this European video collective had put together that was just scenes from Law and Order. This was also before the idea of the supercut. Scenes from Law and Order with people taking off and putting on their glasses. And it was like a 15-minute film of just 3-second clips of people taking off and putting on their glasses. Totally blew my fucking mind.
Beautiful.
Was there music?
Just the sounds of Law and Order. It was just raw.
That
cuts.
Sounds good.
It was really good because Law and Order is like the most expositionally intensive program in the world, and there's just this one moment where it's just pure banality. Someone taking off or putting off their glasses. Like somebody's like, I got to take 1 second from pushing the plot forward for just one moment to put these or take these off.
Or in my case, I can see the document better now.
Yeah. God, I love looking at a document. Paul, you've really hit – I love a document.
Well, I mean like that, you know.
Right. So you got it. So now you – just for the at-home listener, Jordan, you want to describe this?
You kind of like did like this.
Yeah, good description.
Did like that?
Yeah, sure.
He kind of took his glasses off.
It's a theater of the mind.
Right.
Podcasting.
All right.
Theater of the mind.
I'm taking this moment,
please,
as the moment to bring my big discovery. Discoveries have been made in the La Brea Tar Pits.
Oh.
You were talking about a mystery.
Yep. Yeah.
But I have found the key to understanding the current culture we live in.
The key to understanding the entire culture.
Are you sure you want to drop that here on this bad show?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Okay.
In fact, I'm banking on it being important enough to talk about more than once.
Do you have the paperwork in your messenger bag? Is that why you're reaching for it?
Oh, Neil Gaiman's Norse mythology.
Oh, wow. You're unlocking everything using Neil Gaiman?
I say to you, this book has a bigger impact on our culture than the Bible.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. The Neil Gaiman version specifically? Not, for example, the Dallaires?
Not the Dallaires. Formerly the one I was much more familiar with.
Who can go fuck themselves as far as you're concerned?
Would never, ever say that about it. The brilliant genius Dallaires, whom I have always loved and adored.
Jordan, do you think the Dallaires were swingers?
Seems
likely to me.
I'm lost. Who's that?
You never read the Dallaires Book of Greek
myths? Oh, yes. I called it Dallarius.
Okay, great.
The Dallaires were
Did you ever read the DeLorean Book of
Yes, yeah. The doors opened on either side. They kind of opened up. So you feel that is the key to the current culture, Neil Gaiman's novel, Norse mythology?
So this is – Neil Gaiman is not the super important part of this.
Right.
It's that he updated the ancient tellings of these stories something called the Poetic Edda and the Prose Edda. By the way, I am not used to playing straight man, but as the weird guest in your clubhouse, I take
our
up the
weird
mantle.
Clubhouse.
Sure, yeah. By the way, this show does not have any
listeners.
Listeners. Too, this has, there's a few things this doesn't have. Listeners. Or a delineation between the straight person and the crazy person or the comedic person. That's why it does not work.
Yeah.
That's why it is unsuccessful artistically.
Yeah.
People just say, we're saying whatever we think of.
I was at my buddy's book signing at Books of Wonder in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was flipping through this when it was done. And I saw...
Michael Chabon, is that your buddy?
No.
My first guess was Michael Chabon.
Adam Gidwitz is my buddy.
Oh, wow. Adam Gidwitz.
Whose new book...
This guy's buddies with Gidwitz.
...is the second... you should have him on your show. His second Unicorn Rescue Society book is out now.
Okay.
I bet your daughter would like it.
Okay. I knew this as soon as you took it out of the bag, not because I had considered buying it, but because Amazon will not stop recommending it to me.
Highly recommend it as well.
Boy, I'm just getting this from all ends.
Yo. Jordan, you think Amazon's vaunted... their vaunted algorithm has figured out that you're kind of a nerd.
Yes, I know. Yeah, it's like, what do you think about this? You know, there's a Spider-Man game coming out. Yeah, I know. I've known that for like a year, Amazon. I'm going to buy the Spider-Man game. I'm going to buy the Spider-Man game.
Are you going
to
have that for an Xbox?
Foregone conclusion.
You're going to have that for my Xbox?
PS4 exclusive.
God damn it!
They all are.
That
Xbox
and...
is bad.
That and MLB The Show.
Start getting into Gears of War. It's the only Xbox exclusive there is. Anyway, but you're loving it, Paul.
I recognized that this is what, and I hate to bring him into this, mm-hmm. 45 is basing his formulae on.
Oh, boy.
There's no doubt about it.
Uh-huh.
And it's why no amount of negative attention could impact him. It's why, I'm sorry to go here. But, you know,
he's going
the
there.
Democrats are hopeless.
Sure. It's because of Odin.
Hey,
I mean,
and his petulant sons.
I mean,
you won't.
I could run through the information really fast.
You won't find any quarter here for those fucking clowns
all
in
right,
Congress.
Okay. All right.
How about this? Are there any red noses in your bag, Paul? Because I'd love to pass them out
thing. This is
to our
running.
Constitutional.
Oh, put the windscreen on his nose. He really yes-anded you there.
Yeah. This really is a theater of the mind episode.
Sure is.
When they collapsed Al Franken because they could not get rid of a convicted pedophile without doing so.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of the only person who could conceivably go back and forth with zingers and think on his or her feet and play the game the way the new ancient era game is played, whereby acting offended or quoting policy has no bearing at all.
You're underestimating the wit and wisdom of one Sherrod Brown.
Or Odin's petulant sons.
Speaking of Odin.
Yeah.
Did you know I have a show on Odin's Day? Did you know Wednesday is Odin's Day?
Odin's
Did you think
Day.
Maybe... Tears Day, Odin's Day, Thor's Day, and Frigg's Day was not the type of time we were currently living
Shit,
in?
You
dude.
Just blew my frigging mind.
Man.
Bang.
Yeah.
In case you didn't think this stuff was relevant to right now, we live in Norse mythology
and
times.
All of this.
Christianity had a much harder time getting rid of the Norse influence than all the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that all of this is because of Coraline author Neil Gaiman.
No.
And that one Marvel comic where they were all pilgrims. Remember that?
Did he write Sandman?
I think so, yes.
I never understood that. I bought several of those.
Yeah. People love Sandman.
And I looked at I don't know what is Robert Smith so upset about? That was my confusion.
Anyway, my mind's blown. Do we want to take a little bit of a break and recollect our minds?
Let's take a quick break. I got to pick up the pieces over here. You're listening to Jordan and Jesse Go. We'll be back in just a second. It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
I'm Jordan Moore's boy detective.
I'm MC Paul Barman, special guest star and Tree Fort guest to Jordan Jesse Go.
Wow. Tree Fort guest.
Here in the fort.
I elevated the clubhouse.
Okay.
Into the air.
Yeah. I think of it less as a tree fort, more as a honeycomb hideout.
And I think of it as a Burger King kids club.
Ooh, I call Wheels.
Aw, man, everybody wants to be Wheels.
We have some sponsors on this week's program.
We sure do.
Of course, every week we're supported by all the Max Fund members who go to MaximumFun.org/donate. This week we're also supported by The Sound of Vinyl.
It's an album recommendation service that can learn your taste in music and offer personalized suggestions of records you'll love.
It's a robot brain that text messages you albums. Can I tell you what? I got a little sampler intro pack on this thing, and yeah. I went ahead and went on their website. I'll tell you what I took home.
Mm. Tell me.
Took home an Eric Dolphy album. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
It's called, it's the really famous one. It's called Out to Lunch. Thank you.
Love that album.
Yeah, wonderful album. Recommended on their website by Henry Rollins. Yeah. Sign me up!
Yeah, yeah, I also noticed their recommendation section.
I got an Erykah Badu album, one of the New America albums. I got a Syl Johnson album, known as he was on Willie Mitchell's High Records, albums produced by Willie Mitchell, the guy who produced Al Green Records. Wonderful album, and I got our friend John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats album. All Hail West Texas.
Hey, terrific. Scored the new Courtney Barnett. It is terrific.
So there's all kinds of cool stuff that you can get at Sound of Vinyl. And what's really cool about it is that they will actually text you recommendations and build a profile of what you like and don't like based on whether you want to buy them or not. And it's a really neat kind of thing. It's kind of fun to get that text message once a day that says, you want this one?
You want it?
And it gets smarter and smarter as it goes along. It's free to sign up. There's no subscription fee, no commitments. You can visit soundofvinyl.com/JJGO, and you'll get $5 off your first record. How about one of those ones that we just said?
Sure, get one of those.
Those are great
albums.
They're
all on there.
But guys, I want them all.
I know,
You can have them by going to soundofvinyl.com/JJGO.
It's a lovely service, Jordan.
I like it, too. I like it a lot, service. Too.
Also, supported by our friends at The Croot, ZipRecruiter.
Oh, yeah. Get the croot, baby.
You know, hiring is hard. I'm a small businessman, Paul.
This looks like a gigantic enterprise.
This is...
Good delivery. Well, I really, that was really good.
I meant because, it. You should be proud of yourself.
That's because we have decorated it to look like a next-generation era version of the enterprise.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Which was a very sizable. I mean, everybody lives on the disc part, but that can separate from the rest of it if you need to shoot phasers. But let's say you can't find your Uhura.
Right.
Which is from the original series. I know. Please don't at message me.
You're going to want to go to ZipRecruiter.com. Here's what happens. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's best leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply for your job.
Wow!
Beam me up. ZipRecruiter.com/JJGO. Yeah, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/JJGO. ZipRecruiter, the smartest
it's
way
Walter
to hire.
It's Walter Koenig's choice.
Or the smartest way to hire, whichever slogan you prefer.
Q from Star Trek The Next Generation says...
ZipRecruiter.com/JJGO.
We've also got something up here on the Jumbotron,
hey,
Jordan.
Hey, Paul, great Star Trek theme, by the way.
That wasn't me.
Did
was
you? Oh, that was just... Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Did you know that the Star Trek theme...
It was me. It was Paul. He tricked us.
You had me snowballed. Paul, did you know that the Star Trek theme has lyrics?
No.
Yeah. Because in the 60s... The creator of a television show would write lyrics to go with an instrumental theme so that they would get half of the publishing on the song. So, like, The Odd Couple has lyrics.
What are they?
Everywhere they go, they are known as the couple. Really?
Keep going.
I don't remember the rest of it.
What's the Star Wars? I mean, Star Trek.
Beyond the rim of the starlight, our love is dancing in starflight.
Those are great.
Very good,
I know,
lyrics.
Well, John Roddenberry, what's his name?
Gene Roddenberry.
Roddenberry.
Rappers do that kind of thing all the time. And I always thought, you know, it'd be nice if there was more of a harmonic relationship instead of just copying the melody.
Oh, right? You mean which
when
kind
the
of
melody,
thing?
When the melody of the sung verse is exactly the same as the music.
Oh, right.
You're not creating a dynamic.
Right.
Making it extra attractive to drop the lyric.
So rappers often just sing along with the melody in the beat rather than adding a vocal melody that complements the melody in the beat is what you're saying.
Right. And I don't mean to disparage the brilliant classics that do that.
Yeah.
Although I always wished
You think that Just a Friend is a garbage song and everyone who likes it is a garbage person.
Now that was putting words in my mouth. I love that song.
Okay. I mean, I heard you say that Biz Markie's classic Just a Friend is a garbage song and anyone who likes it is a garbage person. And I'm going to – look, I already sent an email to, I guess, the Breakfast Club. I don't know who would I email about this.
Boy.
Charlemagne the God?
Man, I cannot escape this clickbait culture.
I know.
Thought here at NPR Enterprise Headquarters it would be a little different.
Yeah.
Nope.
We've also got something up on the Jumbotron, Jordan. It's our old friends at VG Kids.
Yeah, VG Kids, a full-service screen printing company specializing in high-quality silk screen print rock posters.
Movie posters.
Art prints with specialty inks, such as Blacklight, Reactive, and Glow in the Dark.
Everywhere
we've used VG Kids for, I don't know, a decade to print all kinds of stuff. They're a cool punk rock couple in the Midwest and their staff, and they always do a wonderful job for everything we do. They can do stuff super fast. They do small orders. They do big orders. They do water-based inks. They do discharge prints. Discharge print is the one where instead of going on top of the fabric, it goes into the fabric.
Cool. Oil infused skeletons.
So it's like soft, like an oil.
Yeah,
infused.
like a heap of sloth bones.
Anyway, they're offering Jordan Jesse Go listeners 10% off their shirt or tote order. All you got to do is mention Jordan Jesse Go. Just the whole customer service team at VG Kids. They're all Max Funsters. They know what Jordan Jesse Go is. Just be like, hey, I heard about VG Kids on Jordan Jesse Go, and I'd like my 10%, please.
Boom. 10%
VG off. Kids is the real hot spot at VG Kids, full of clothes. We love a lot. We'll do discharge prints every time.
No, that was great.
Really, really good.
That was really good.
Wow.
You really earned your half of the publishing. That's at vgkids.com. If you want to get up on the Jumbotron, it's easy. It's cheap. It's maximumfun.org/Jumbotron. It's just a little thing. Just a little thing we do for fans, Jordan. Just a little thing we do for our peoples.
Yeah.
If you're out there in your audience, you got a little enterprise. You want to tell a lady you love her.
We'll help you out.
You want to tell that boy he's cute. He's got a cute little booty. MaximumFun.org.
Why are you looking at me like that, Jesse?
Jumbotron. Yeah, MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. Hit it up. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
The news today is terrible, so why not forget about it while listening to Jonah Radio with Cash Hartzell.
Hey, everybody.
Featuring Neil Mahoney.
Also me.
This is a podcast where we play music submitted by a listener. We hang out, we listen to new tunes, and we take submissions at Jonah Radio, RAYDIO, @gmail.com. Come and check us out. We're here anyway.
Yeah, we'll be here.
So, and that's it. Back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
God damn it, barman!
Come on, man!
I said it twice already.
Say it again.
If you're trying to promote your album, you got to get your name in people's heads.
Barman, one word. That's it. Barman.
Just barman.
Yeah.
Now people are going to be buying ESPN personality Chris Berman's album. He accidentally buying the Berman album. Got a great. That guy's got bars.
He does, yeah.
End of the day, that guy goes back with the bars.
And the addition of the flautist, I think, was a great touch.
Oh, I love a funky flautist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't know that Berman had bars.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Berman had bars. I didn't know Berman had bars.
Mm.
But when Berman ripped up the theme from the CBC's As It Happens, bum, 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 you know that song?
I can't get no satisfaction?
No.
It sounded like that. Yeah. I'm just fixated on your friend's belly button.
Oh, it popped out.
Guys, I had a button come off.
It's saying
oh,
hello.
Boy. Hey,
Jordan's,
fellas. Hey,
Jordan's B button's so coming out to say boy. Hi.
Well, thanks for not sticking a finger in.
You know, I would never.
At the end of the day,
yeah.
I'm just glad you didn't stick a finger in.
If I had stuck a finger in,
mm-hmm.
it would only be after I asked for your consent.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When something momentous happens to you, like your belly button comes out to mm-hmm. say hi.
Hey, hey, fellas.
Curried Soul, mm. that's the name of the song.
From Not
the
familiar.
CBC As It Happens.
Never heard of it.
Mo something or other. I can't remember.
Don't know what you're talking about.
It's got a funky flute on it. Why I mention it.
Is there a lyric to it?
No, it's an instrumental.
Like, my belly button just popped out. That's why I unbuttoned that on purpose. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you laying down.
This is a Canadian show.
You throwing out any? Mixtapes? Because I say loop that shit up, and I know you got bars.
I did you hear my Blue Moon Kaboom mixtape that I put out in late 2017 by any chance?
No, I didn't.
It's good stuff.
Oh,
you
okay.
should check that out. Dude, that has the trifecta on it.
But it doesn't have. Curried soul on it?
No, that doesn't have the check me out for the Jumbotron just for the fans. Very affordable. You can only do it once.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good. That's a good piece of information, too.
Yeah, it is good. Maximum fun. It would be nice if one of those CBC hosts was the one saying maximumfun.org/Jumbotron.
Well,
Barbara Budd, maybe?
That would be great.
God, it would be nice to have Barbara Budd.
Be great.
I think Budd would come on Jordan Jesse Go sometime. Barbara
yeah,
Budd.
She's never in town.
Get B-Butt in here.
Yeah.
God, she's got stories.
I bet.
She's got stories. Barbara Budd has stories. I mean, there's that one time that a possum appeared to be dead. It was frozen underneath somebody's porch in Saskatchewan, and then they thawed it out slowly in the oven, and it came back to life.
That is a great story.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. Is that true?
I heard it on As
in
It Happens
oven?
Once when I was in high school, and I've never forgotten it.
They tell Canadian kids that at Christmas.
Okay.
They don't have Santa. They have the possum that came back to life in the oven.
Yeah, and they don't have gingerbread cookies. They have yeah. possum
You know how
cookies.
In France they have that, like, bell that flies around?
Right. It's
different Christmas
The part of the story
cultures.
That's missing right there is that was supposed to be dinner, and then he got shamed into setting him free.
Oh, sure. Wow.
Because he could, if you were serious about something like that, you would not put him in
Boy,
the oven.
It's gonna go.
You'd put him in the sunshine.
It's gonna go in the latest volume.
Oh,
of
really?
Lies my teacher told me.
Yeah, because sunshine's more restorative.
Yeah, quite.
Right.
Yeah, just give vitamin D.
Just as Superman. He gets his energy from Earth's yellow sun.
Yeah. Okay. When something momentous happens to you, like you get your energy from Earth's mm-hmm. yellow sun, we ask you to call us at 206-984-4FUN or. Just email a voice memo to us at jjgo@maximumfun.org for our beloved segment, Momentous Occasions. Here is one such occasion.
Ring! Hi, Jordan and Jesse. This is Maya from Minnesota calling in with a momentous occasion. My mom and I were just on a walk on Main Street. It's about 10 o'clock, so it's getting dark. And we were chased by three little girls on bicycles. Singing to us in a gravelly voice a song that my mom will now perform for you.
I'm going on a trip in my favorite rocket ship. I'm going on a trip in my favorite rocket ship. I'm going on a trip in my favorite rocket ship.
That was a very accurate depiction. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. First of all, you're welcome.
Wow, that seems rehearsed.
That like sounded like maybe it was just someone clipped out a segment from the podcast, the fiction podcast, The Truth.
Mm, sure.
Maybe that was a left on the cutting room floor of Dave Shumka's new show. This sounds serious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably just some material from the cutting room floor.
Well, they sounded like serious. They were really walking.
Yeah, they did.
Like, that, so when they said we were walking, that gave it an air of authenticity.
The walking sounds really sold it. Yeah, I agreed. I'm like, this checks out.
The extreme triviality of the story is what makes me wonder why anything right. should be said.
No one contemplated buying a rain stick in it. There's no conflict. There's not the conflict pyramid.
Yeah. I mean, there's the question of, like, why aren't Democratic politicians doing more to address gangs in Minnesota?
Sure.
Specifically, gangs of little girls on bikes, bicycles.
Singing,
I'm going on a trip
for my favorite rocket ship.
On my favorite rocket ship.
Okay, I'm here's what I heard you saying.
Trip. Yeah.
Democrats are such titanic pussies,
oh boy,
they couldn't
Paul.
Beat up a little girl on a bike.
Paul, you've been reading too much Neil Gaiman.
Yeah.
We're going to take away your Gaiman. We're going
to
take away your
Neil Gaiman.
We're going to take away your Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
We're going to take it all because you're getting too worked up.
Listen.
Sorry.
Neil Gaiman is just the conduit from the ancient language to the modern language.
Boy,
you're the ones obsessed with the author. I'm talking about the archetype. Typical
what
crazy
is
stories.
The internet if not a series of tubes?
Sure.
Anyway.
Okay, let's take another call.
But we didn't even say anything about that one.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like we covered it.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing.
You know what it had? You know what it had that I liked? Speaking of genre fiction.
That did not sound like her mom.
Oh, yeah? You think it was just her doing it just slightly...
It sounded like she just switched the phone from one side of her head to the other.
Hello, it's me, Mommy. Mama.
My mom, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
Perform.
We were caught in a run-by fruiting.
Hello, this is her mother, Tootsie.
That story did have a Stephen King vibe to it, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Didn't you think that could have been something that would happen in a Stephen King novel in 1982 had it been set in Maine?
Yeah.
I don't know if this was in Maine. I don't think it was.
It was set in Minnesota, so I have to assume that this was probably from a Prince novel.
Sure, right. Yeah, one of Prince's many novels.
Yeah, sure. Or maybe. Who knows? Maybe Jesse Johnson or
huh?
Wendy and Lisa.
What's his name? Who wrote? Oh, Prince.
Yeah, Prince. Prince Rogers Nelson.
Got you.
Of Minnesota. I mean, could have been Warren Moon.
Sure.
Or Vikings quarterback Warren Moon. Hard to say.
Wait, why did you say that? Who is that?
Prince?
What's the connection? No, they're Warren Moon.
Minnesotans.
Got it.
Yeah.
The category is Minnesotans.
Vikings, speaking of which.
Oh, boy,
oh, Jesus.
What?
Just
kidding.
We're back.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're back.
I'm just kidding.
Somebody get Neil Gaiman on the phone.
Okay, I'm ready for the next call.
Okay, here's our next call.
Hello, Jordan, Jesse, and Jess. This is someone calling from Toronto with a momentous occasion. I was at an orgy earlier this evening, which was an awful lot of fun.
Earlier this evening? Okay.
That's not the momentous part.
Mm-hmm.
The momentous part was, in one of the rooms, music was being provided by speakers hooked up to a popular online music streaming service. And at one point, at the end of the song, I was surprised to hear a voice say, "This is Jesse Thorne, host of NPR's Bullseye." So, yes, one of Jesse's Bullseye NPR promotional spots was soundtrack for a whole lot of wild sex. Don't you want to know?
Oh, fuck, that's so awesome! Oh, I wanted to know so bad!
Wow, wow.
Oh, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me!
Wow. But I sometimes think, let's retire this fucking segment.
Yeah!
All the things have happened. We should do something else.
Jordan, earlier we had a call from two women who had been chased down the street at 10 o'clock at night by three little children on bicycles chanting a crazy chant.
Yeah.
So you think, after you hear that, Paul Barman, you think to yourself, this is nothing crazy. There's nothing left. There's no stories left to be told. And at the end of the day, Jordan, as you know, we're just storytellers.
Exactly.
Not least of us, of course, Neil Gaiman.
Sure.
Tiny bit creepy, that guy? A little bit.
All people who go to orgies are creepy. That's why they're at orgies. I support them. I'm not against them, but they know that.
Okay, a couple of things. Just before we get to your voice coming in over the streaming service.
I think you should also, go ahead and retire the segment. If you really
believe
it.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe that was it. This is, maybe that is as good as it gets. It kind of folds back on the show.
I think as good as it gets is that movie with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah. I put on that when I'm having an orgy. I mean, I turn the sound off, but it's just kind of one of those things that plays in the background.
Just want to take a look at Gentleman Jack once in a while.
Oh, yeah. And the divine Miss Helen Hunt. And the dog that's also in the movie. He's like, I was at an orgy earlier this evening. When did it start? He's home already?
I go to an orgy.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been to that many orgies, Paul, but I usually try to go to a twi-night orgy. So you got one.
When did it start?
One at 3 or 4 that runs till about 7.
Right.
Then you got one from about 8 to 11.
And you can pay senior price.
This is if you've had a rain out in a previous orgy.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to a 4 to 7, then an 8 to 11. You get home. You call your favorite podcast. You get stop podcasting yourself on the line. You overheard something funny. You get my brother and me on the line. You need a little advice. You get Never Not Funny on the line.
Mm-hmm.
You want Jimmy Pardo to yell at you.
Sure.
So you get those taken care of. You call Jordan, Jesse, go. You have a little momentous occasion. Have a little nightcap, maybe a hand job. Fall asleep.
I want to know if anybody at the orgy, if your voice coming in over the loudspeaker assisted anyone in climaxing.
Yeah.
That's what you hope, right?
I think I could have driven
you get into
somebody. I don't know if I could have.
Or maybe bought him a little time. thinking about baseball. Yeah, sure. Listening to Jesse.
You guys are painting a very gross picture in my head. That's not.
You don't love
awesome.
It. You don't love it. You're making a face. You're making a face like.
When he's like, one of the rooms was playing a streaming service.
Now, he was kind
like,
enough.
No, no, no. He's sex positive, Paul.
He was kind enough
so
to share this
rooms,
experience with us.
There's like different rooms.
Yeah.
With different
themes, maybe?
He should have
different
stuck
NPR
to the room.
Shows playing in different rooms.
I usually head straight for the Diane Rame room.
Sure. If you want a blast to live from here.
Piano jazz with Marion McPartland.
Sure. Something for everybody.
Yeah.
Sexuality is a spectrum, Paul. It's a rainbow.
It's a rainbow,
projected
Paul.
Through a prism. And the prism is a butt.
And then there's a rain stick.
Shh. No, it's... You were going... Shh.
Okay.
It's actually...
Thank you.
It's not...
Right? I thought it might be slightly muffled.
Nah, dude.
Okay.
What I meant to say was congratulations.
Yeah,
thank
congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
How sex positive of you.
I'm sure an MC Paul Barman song is played in an orgy at some point. You know, this isn't just about me.
Hey, I got a challenge for our listeners.
Try and get hard.
Here's my challenge.
Paul's new album.
If you're at an orgy.
Yeah.
If you're in charge of the playlist.
Right.
Turn on Paul's new album.
Yeah.
Let that assist in the lovemaking.
Is this available on any popular streaming services?
Every single one of them.
All
every
of them.
Single one.
I'm trying to...
Tidal.
Of course. I'm trying to think of the right song for this.
Yeah, what would you say? To really get it going.
Probably Oh Snap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sure. Absolutely.
It sounds really erotic.
But it's kind of more like my older stuff. I think the new album might not be so
the older stuff is a little more sensual.
Yeah, quite a bit more.
Mm. That song that goes, "The joy of your world is Paul Barman."
That song
beautiful,
is an
beautiful
orgy.
Barman.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's orgiastic, certainly. Mm. I think Pitchfork called it orgiastic.
Boy, you keep bringing up my biggest fans.
Sorry, Paul. This is really wonderful and really
it's
cool.
It's great.
I honestly, Jordan, you know, when we talk about feeling like we were over with things, I didn't feel like there were any sexual momentous occasions left that we could hear about. I was a little tired of it. I want to hear about creepy child gangs in Minnesota more than I want to hear about sexual experiences. People, you know, orgies and threesomes and all that stuff is all great.
Mm-hmm.
I support it all. We're sex positive, especially with anal August around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
But
what August?
Around the corner.
Anal August.
Anal August.
Yeah. around, you know,
around
it's
the corner.
Milk,
yeah,
lemonade.
Sure, around the corner.
Around the corner, 8
the August
prostate
is celebrated.
Stimulated. So, you know, and at the end of the day, though, this really was a remarkable, a new leaf was
truly
turned
amazing.
Over. And I just want to thank my family,
mm-hmm.
my management.
Yeah.
Some of my real heroes
mm-hmm.
out there.
Yep.
I want to thank Mike Pesca, who's always supported me.
Sure. Odin's Petulant Sons.
I want to thank Odin's Petulant Sons for really upending the apple cart, Norse
yeah.
mythology-wise.
Who's Mike Pesca?
I don't know.
You know who Mike Pesca is.
I do know who Mike Pesca is.
Jordan.
He's great. I love him. I love The Gist.
He's the host of Slate's The Gist.
I'm always listening to The Gist.
Yeah. He's a great guy. He's got a lot of insights into mm-hmm. the world. And a great attitude.
Funny. Great voice.
What are some of his insights?
Great voice. Just insights into current affairs,
yeah. mm-hmm.
the sporting world,
yeah.
popular culture.
Mm-hmm. The Gist.
Yeah.
The Gist with Mike Pesca. He's a great guy, Mike Pesca. Got a great new book out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like a book of sports what-ifs.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing to do with Norse mythology, though.
Which is a disappointing.
Yeah.
I always pictured him as sort of one of Odin's petulant sons. Okay. If you have a momentous occasion for us, 206-984-4FUN or jjgo@maximumfun.org. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
So you want to understand what's going on in the world.
But trying to keep up with the news can be such a headache.
With clickbait headlines, TV news acting like there's always two equal sides to every story.
And never enough talk about the various McDonald Playland characters.
Okay, in my defense, though, when I brought that up, we learned a lot.
That's true.
I'm Brent Black.
I'm Courtney Unlow.
And I'm Travis McElroy.
With Trends Like These.
Real-life friends talking internet trends.
We debunk misleading headlines from the top trending news.
We always throw in at least one positive story.
But we call out bullshit when we see it.
Join us each week on MaximumFun.org.
Because with trends like these...
Who needs any memes?
Ah? Ah?
Yeah, that was great.
La, 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 la.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
I'm Paul Barman, analyzer, understander, and resequencer of all pieces of information that are both insightful, humorous, wordplay-oriented, and romantic.
Wow.
Particularly on your new album, Echo Chamber.
Thank you.
We already talked about how Mike Eagle is on the album. Another one of my all-time favorites, and another like famous rapper who's also a really lovely dude in my experience, also on the record, Master Ace.
He's the best.
Master Ace is the years ago I had Master Ace on my old show, The Sound of Young America, the one that I think you were a guest on. I think that's how we knew each other. I think I interviewed you.
That?
I think we did that once.
Thank you.
I had Master Ace on because Master Ace is like. Well, Master Ace was like a teenager in the mid-1980s and is on like one of the formative posse cuts, the symphony of hip-hop. And then he went through all these kind of iterations of his career. He never had a monster hit song, but he's one of those guys who has made some of the most beautiful and moving like adult human being rap music well into – I mean he's got to be in his 50s now, right? I mean – He's
I
a
was
teenager
at his 50th
in the 80s.
Birthday party. It was bananas. Everybody performed. It was just incredible. So now I think he's 51.
And he's the loveliest dude. Like, at least he was when he was on my show. You know him personally. I found him to be the loveliest dude.
Absolutely.
A great MC. And certainly, like, Eminem would not exist were it not for Master Ace. Eminem borrowed much of his style from Master Ace and has acknowledged as much.
It's a chain.
And we have, and there's some pretty incredible producers on your album too, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on the beats? Who's on the boards?
We got a Questlove.
Questlove from the Roots.
Questlove from the Roots.
Mark Ronson from Star Making.
From the Star Makings.
Yeah.
We got a Memory Man who put a lot of it together.
I forgot he was on there. It's just a little Memory
fun.
Man humor. A little Memory Man
good one.
Humor.
Well,
fun.
He remembers
you.
Everything.
Uh-huh.
We got Prince Paul in the house.
Prince Paul put you on.
He
that
sure
dude
did.
Put you on.
Yeah, he did.
Prince Paul! He helped invent De La Soul.
He's the greatest.
He's also a real winning guy.
Wonderful person.
Charmer. Mm. A charmer. A lovely man. And a brilliant producer.
Yep. An inventor.
All on MC Paul Barman's new album.
Don't leave out Kenny Siegel.
I was going to leave him out.
Do you know him?
I don't like him personally. I consider him an enemy.
You don't know him.
I don't like his. I just don't want his name to pass my lips. I'm not even going to say it now.
Well, he's great. And he'll be DJing for me Wednesday.
I can't even say it.
And I am forgetting somebody.
Timbaland. It's Timbaland.
Timbaland recently said that he owns every drum machine. Can you imagine?
He probably does.
How awesome that, like, thing on the, like, imagine the shelving units where he's like, which one should I use? And it's one wall with every drum machine in chronological order, like the sequence of evolution at the Liberty Tar Pits. And on the upper left corner is the Lynn drum, and on the bottom right is, I don't know what, probably
is Timbaland,
or something.
Is Timbaland still, I don't know if you guys have seen Timbaland recently. I have not. There was a period where he was obviously on steroids. Like, where he was, like, ripped, like, gigantic. Like, he looked like a professional football player for a while.
I don't say things about other people unless they're nice.
Okay. Sorry.
That's a good philosophy, Paul.
He's one of the greatest geniuses in hip-hop history.
Paul, were you trying to plug a show and we were dancing around it? Do you have a show on Wednesday?
It'll be done whenever you broadcast this, right?
Well, this will broadcast on Tuesday, yeah. So maybe people will have a chance to get out on Wednesday.
So tomorrow night,
there
LA!
Los Angeles.
Light around the block three times like a Tesla coil. Check us out on stage, me and Kenny Siegel. Great Dane, open mic is headlining. Legendary. One of the final Low-End Theory evenings ever.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
Come check us out. It's going to be so sick.
So where can we get tickets?
I think you got to show up.
Oh, it's again at the door thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Doom. Phew. That was a close one. I got a couple Doom tracks on there, too.
Just a couple Doom tracks. No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Got a couple Doom tracks on there. It's not. You just got a couple Doom tracks. It's no sweat. Just got a couple.
And I got a shout out James Poyser.
Couple. Oh, and James Poyser. Just a casually. Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. James Poyser. And blah 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 blah. Mm. Blah 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 blah.
Look at this guy.
Blah
dropped
blah,
a name.
Blah. Well, MC Paul Barman, thank you so much for joining
us.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
On Jordan Jesse Go. It was so fun to have you here.
What? It's over?
Yeah.
This is it.
We're all done.
This is it.
Yeah. Jordan's got to go home. Daddy's sleepy. He needs his Nai-Nai.
Yeah, Daddy needs his
Nai-Nai.
Thanks
so much for having me on.
Jordan, I made you some chamomile tea.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
I put some honey in there.
Shut
for
the
you.
Fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I'll fucking kill you.
This is how he gets when
Shut
he doesn't
up.
Have his chamomile
I'm
tea.
I'm going to dig your grave.
I think he's just fine the way he is.
Brian Sunny D. Fernandez is our producer. He's on the boards. He's the one whose over loud laughter penetrates the sound booth. You can find us on Reddit at MaximumFun.reddit.com. You can hashtag it, hashtag JJGo on Twitter. Paul Barman has been our guest. His beautiful new album is called, Paul?
Echo Chamber.
With parentheses around it. We're looking at the LP right now, and it is a beautiful package.
It's a nice item.
Thank
you. Put together a nice package.
Nice
you took this serious.
I took it serious. Yep. It is serious. My life is in these lines. I can't be ironic about it. Every word I have in this album is something that I think is important.
Can we play a song on our way out, Paul?
Hell yeah.
Do we have your permission? What song would you like us to play?
You don't need my permission. Play it every segment when I'm not the guest.
Well, this is giving permission.
Yeah, we're just getting permission. We're all about affirmative
consent. I would recommend
that
you play Antennas. It seems to link to what we were just talking about.
Let's roll it out. Here's our guest, MC Paul Barman, with Antennas from his new album, Echo Chamber. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.
Thank you.
styles like an annual trial. Trying to turn stage evidence with a manual dial. That's hard. Now zoom in and tune in to my frequency. Step into the AM and slam all in secrecy. My sound waves go deep in an underground cage. Pitching in Atlanta. You know I'm mowing down Braves. Don't be a hero, cause yo, that's a sandwich, man. Crazy plans in my land, you'll get banished, man. Try me on impeach. Find me on the beach. Grind me on the speech. Just like an old Spanish man. Maricón, you can't be me like a body clone. In the hoods where I kick it like karate tone. This man spit right in the face of what you transmit. Holding on to relevance, hoping that your hands slip. Yeah, and you fall into obscurity. Walkie-talkie antennas with no security. Praying mantis, you really ought to weigh your chances. This yellow brick road stay stormy like a day in Kansas. And then another twist of touch. Yo, I'm on the road like a twisted Dutch. Yeah, I'm on the road like a twisted Dutch. Yeah, I'm on the road.
Incredible when they see.
But I don't smoke, though.
No. That's hysterics.
Every moment of joy counts as a bonus chasm. Each pore is an ear from the shore to the skier. The core of the tear is the doorway to the here and now. We're an owl. I'm an orphan in Syria. I'm a more fortunate peer. A warm tent appears near the torment and fear. Our origin is clear. We're the source of the seer. I'm a self in sheep's clothing, a wealth of cheap loathing, knowing nothing full well, compelled to keep going. Come for the wordplay, stay for the high voice. Return for the rhythms, move in with them by choice. If you didn't like me on other beats, you'll love me on this one. I didn't change anything, repeat yourself, it's fun. Kids' friends think I'm deeply flawed. And if I fix 10 things, 10 more will keep me odd. We feel conflicting agendas rise and fall. What we call our identity tries to synthesize them all. But there's another option. Wise guys and dolls can watch them go by like flies on the wall. Cindy Mole is Wabi Sabi. The indie goal is job is hobby. Don't hyper-focus on your diaper crocus. Just change your drawers and wipe your tochis. Beliefs are the police of the mind, chiefly designed to relieve us of our fiefdoms of time. Resigned. Said no one ever, said no one ever. Every text from my father, it was meant for my brother. I believe that we will win. Me and grief, my evil twin. My third ventricle got blocked, but word tentacles could not stop. So energy clogged, overheated, and hotboxed. So I pictured galaxies and reached out to Kathy's anchor. And it yanked me open and back to the Earth's surface. Thanked her. I'm not doing a Patreon, just to find another format for you people to hate me on. I'm from the flirtatious Cretaceous era, back when we asked girls on dates and faced the terror. But I leave the bitchin' and moanin' to the rich Roman old men. Young cats make dope raps, don't act like there's a glitch in the moment.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.